Always looking forward to the weekend. That doesn't mean you stop doing what you're doing, though. It's the Monica J Show, 10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 if you'd like to call into the show today. Or, as I've been getting from a number of people this morning, you can always email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Mon, it was so nice to meet you last night as well. Thank you for coming out to the Nevada Patriots get-together and hopefully learning some new things. And I even learned new things myself, so that was good. And yes, as you just sent me, I totally agree with you. Social Security is the most successful Ponzi scheme in history. But let me tell you, it's in place. And with it being in place, that's fine. Keep it going. But we need to get politicians to stop robbing it. You know, it's that whole taken from Peter to pay Paul thing. If you pay into Social Security, you should get Social Security. If you come to this country illegally, you should not be getting Social Security. You didn't pay into it, legally, at least. And the government should not be using it for other pet projects. Why is it that an elected representative, someone who is supposed to be working for me, gets into office and gives themselves a raise, and then turns around and does not increase the living ability for people on Social Security? My mother gets $1,000 a month. Thank goodness her house was paid for. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't matter if you don't have to pay rent. If you want to get around, you have a car. Well, to get around, you have to have car insurance. You have to pay taxes on that gas you put in. The electricity that you use, the propane that you use. It's just take, take, take from the American citizens. When do you stand up and say, stop taking away my ability to live my life? That's only for you to say. If you are not happy with a politician, I go back, you should have heard the response I got when I brought up Dean Heller and flipping his opinion on Planned Parenthood last night. I mean, I get it if he loses Clark County, but to lose Washoe County? You would be surprised, I think, to find out how many women actually have a very large disdain for Planned Parenthood. They don't help women. They help themselves to your money. he'd still be in office. Had he not went against Republican women. This is probably the most important part of the show here. And I don't hear a lot of people going into it with you and talking about it. I can only do this for Washoe County. If you live in Lyon, if you live in Douglas, if you live in Carson, Story, Churchill, you've got to do this on your own. But it's very important. You just go to your Registrar of Voters, Douglas County Registrar of Voters, Lyon County Registrar of Voters. It's easy. There's a precinct meeting for Washoe County. And I believe, but don't hold me to it, that precinct meeting is for the entire state. Somebody please call and correct me if that is not the case. This is the most important thing you do. I don't care what you're doing. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, February 1st. Do not care what you are doing. You need to participate in the precinct meeting. This is the start of the 2020 elections. First off, go to your Registrar of Voters. When you go there, you will see if you scroll down just a little bit halfway into the page, it says voter registration, all red, white, and blue. Voter registration lookup, find your voting location, sample ballot, and more. All you have to do is type in your last name. I'm doing it right now. S-T-A. There we go. Date of birth. Do it, 09. Do it properly with it all kind of numbered out there. 09/17. Yes, 66. Search. It's that easy. Registrar of Voters. Voter registration. Voter registration for Monica J. Birthday, party affiliation. I've been registered, it says here, since 2017. I moved. I made sure it was updated. Residence. Precinct. Precinct. Just write this down on a little card and put it in your wallet. I was at the doctor the other day and they were asking me about my medications. When you get your medications, there's a little tab right there on top. It's perforated. I just take those off and I stick them in my wallet so I can tell them exactly what I'm taking, the name of the generic, and the dosage. Take out a few of the old pictures that you don't need anymore. Put them on your dresser and stick the important stuff in your wallet so you always have it. Write down your precinct number. Mine is 8205. Then it tells you your district information, which once again, most people don't know when they're going into an election. I'm in Senate District 16, Assembly District 26, Commissioner District 2, Ward, not applicable. I'm in Washoe County. University Regent is 10. Board of Trustees for the school, District A, General School Trustee, District G at large, GID, not applicable. There's no general improvement district here. But if you lived in Sun Valley, there's a Sun Valley General Improvement District. There's an Incline Village General Improvement District. know this information. So now, what's my precinct? 8205. So I go back to the website washogop.org. Washogop.org. And I pull up on the precinct. Just pull this up. It's got it right here on the front. Washoe County Republican Party 2020 caucus locations by precinct. Yes, it's the caucus on February 1st. This is how it all starts. It starts off with Precinct 1000, goes all the way through. You can scroll page after page after page to 9,115. All done numerically here. So I take my little 8205 and I scroll through the numbers right there. I need to go to Galena High School at 8:30. Actually, I'll probably go 8 so I can get there early. On February 1st. Let's see, who else is going to be at Galena? Precinct 8206, 8207, 8208, and 8209. Do you remember how to find that precinct? You just go to the Registrar of Voters site at washoecounty.us, click into the Registrar of Voters. It's right there on the front page. I cannot stress to you how important this meeting is. If you are a registered Republican and you've never been to a caucus, if you've never been to one of these events, this is where everything breaks down. I know. Everybody just wants to go and vote on Election Day. Well, you can't do that anymore. Shysters have relied on that. Take a cushion to sit on. Because if you get stuck in the bleachers in the gymnasium, it's a little uncomfortable after an hour. But this is vital. This is vital to your children's education. It is vital to the security of our nation. You go, you get your precinct, you sit in the meeting, you see your neighbors around you, then you decide who in that group is going to be your representative. Who's going to go on to the Central Committee? Who's going to go to the convention? Who is going to represent your voice from your neighbors? My husband always looked at me and said, are you going to do it? You're the big mouth. No. I got too much other stuff to do. Radio is hard work. Going to different events and, well, just trying to keep yourself informed. But it's time even for me to talk the talk and do the walk. So I will be there. I will be volunteering my time to represent my neighbors. It's what you have to do. So again, do it today, do it tomorrow, but do it before February 1st, and I'm going to bug you about this every single day until then. Because you need to participate. Your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. It's up to you. Because they've been educated in a different way that we haven't been paying attention to, that it's only going to hurt this country, that capitalism is racist, that the Second Amendment really isn't a right for you to keep guns. No. That's in the textbooks, too. If you have any questions on how to do this, on where to go, I will help you. Just send me an email. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Sometimes people just need a walkthrough. Just need a little bit of help. And I'm here for that. It's the Monica J Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J Show, 10 to noon every weekday, so we are on Friday. Let's do a poll question. Do you trust Washoe County commissioners with your safety after consolidating two firehouses? That was yesterday's question. 8% said yes, they're just doing their job. 64% of those participating saying no, they're just playing politics. 20% said you'll find out on election day. I have to do the little laugh when I say that. And 8% said I don't care what they do. Today's poll question, as we have just found out from recent documents, that the FISA court had the wool pulled over its eyes. Another great saying from my grandmother. Has the FISA court outlived its usefulness? Log on today and participate. 991fmtalk.com. Has the FISA court outlived its usefulness? You are my most useful entity. I can't go to all the meetings. I can't go everywhere and be everything to everybody. So I rely on you. And that's why I love the fact that we've got Michael. Michael is calling on with an update on the regional planning meeting about Silver Hills that happened last night. Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking this on and being a part of the show as well.
Well, thanks. Thanks. Last night was kind of interesting. It was whether or not it ended up being, because it was appealed, being whether or not the project conformed or didn't conform. So on that, instead of being a simple majority vote, it was a two-thirds vote. So one of the other differences is that at the last meeting that they had on December 11th, a large portion of the body for the Truckee Meadows regional planning was a substitute group compared to the group that was there last night, which was the regular group, which I found interesting. Nonetheless, the vote was 5-4 in favor that it met conformance, but because of the two-thirds majority, it failed.
Okay.
So
where does it go now?
Now it goes up to the regional governing board because they've made it a plan of significance, a regional plan of significance.
Okay.
So now there's another, if they make the appeal, which we anticipate they will be making, then
oh, yeah,
it goes in front of a body that exists with the county commissioners, the city council, and Sparks City. And there'll be representatives from all of those entities.
And once again, open to everybody that they can attend and speak their mind?
Yes. And I will update you as to the dates on that. One of the things that's come up is there's lots of promises being made here and a lot of contingencies with regards to what NDOT will be doing as far as their phases on 395 North from the Spaghetti Bowl North. And the thing of it is all of us know, NDOT is not very timely on what they do. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is done, because the city council, they had build out things with regards to the 395 North for the Cold Springs project called Stonegate. And then the city council recently went and lifted some of those constraints so that it appears they're going to start to build this summer, spring and summer, as opposed to being held off until NDOT does their business.
Yeah, because why make it, you know, convenient for anybody to get around and go the way things are supposed to? But let's make it convenient for the developer so we can say we're building houses, we're getting rid of this housing shortage, we're playing ball.
Yes. The thing that's so discouraging about the project here that's going forward is that the way they're getting around the North Valley's plan is that they're trying to amend the area plan and make their own area designation so that they can control their densities and the other parts of their project.
Yeah, they want to cut out the rest of the community that's there.
Correct, correct. And it's just really discouraging. In the beginning of this, it was already slated previously for 650 homes on 700 plus acres, and with the developer's father, where they sat with our neighborhood and Bonnie Weber to do this. And they hung their hat on it. This is what it was going to look like. And then when he went back and asked to extend his permitting, and he did that, he never once said that I'm looking to make this a different kind of a development, because it could have been stopped at that point, that you either build 780 or you build nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it got backdoored, and here we are. Here we are.
And here we are. Michael, that's how things are done. You know, they appease the residents, and then they move forward, and then they come out with their real plan. So there's no time for people to say anything. They don't know what's going on, and they already have their votes. So, Michael, thank you so much for the call and the update, and thank you for the future call when people can participate in the next meeting. It's time for a Fox News update here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You can get a hold of me through my email at monica@991fmtalk.com or just by calling 884-9910. You know what happened last night? Did you hear the news? Another pedestrian hit. This time over by UNR. How many does that make now since January 1st? Rather than building up our law enforcement, rather than really making a substantial effort to solve the homeless problem, the mayor of the city of Reno is worried about the blight and the housing in downtown. Well, let's see. We heard in the newscast that her pet project there with the resort-style living at market rents. It's all in the wording, people. If the market is saying $1,000, $1,500 a month, then that's not helping anybody. People need rent back in the 600s, back in the 800s. That's not being done, though. You know who's going to be supporting her when she runs for higher office? Because you know she will. The developers. You know who puts in a lot of money into state, city, and county government? The developers. One of the big pushes that she made was 1,000 homes in 120 days. And now stories are coming out that she's doubled that. You know how they got developers to sign on and get projects started sooner? They put off the sewer fees and a couple of others. Somebody was asking me about this last night. Yeah, there was an article out recently. The sewer system is at 98% capacity. Now, I've heard from numerous sources that that's not really true. That they're actually, it's over capacity and just waiting for something to happen. So if you have a questionable sewer system for the capacity that it's at, why would a person, you know, because you're supposed to have common sense, why would you waive the sewer fees for a later date? Just to get projects started. Could it be just to make yourself look good? We have serious issues that we have to deal with, that you have to hold your elected representatives accountable for. Not just more and more and more and more development. And I'm not talking about just the issues of getting the sewer system up to date and at far above, you know, capacity or far below capacity. You don't want to be in the 98th percentile and you're still developing and developing and developing. If developing is going on, you want to be down in the 70s and 80s. But I guess that's why so many people don't go into politics, because they have common sense. And they don't want to be the ones telling people, no, we can't do that. They don't have the guts to do that. They don't have the guts to clear past all this stuff, just work with their buddies and tell the people of Reno, tell the people of Washoe County, tell the people of Sparks what's really going on. Even law enforcement doesn't want to tell you how many gang members are here, how many MS-13 members are here, because they don't want you to panic and think it's a bad place to live. Even though at any given time, because remember, there's three shifts. There's only about 15 to 20 law enforcement officers on duty at any given time. Why aren't we building up our police force? Why aren't we investing in people? Why don't we have more firefighters rather than letting the firefighters take overtime because there's not enough people to fill the positions that they need? But we'll spend all this money on artwork. We'll spend all this money on other programs that aren't necessary. Because if you go back to the even the reasons why taxes were implemented, it is for the good of all. The good and safety of all is not the artwork. It's not selling properties at below market to your buddies just to be able to get some money going. It's not in the benefit of all to push projects down the line that the next council has to figure out how to pay for it. It's not in the best interest of the community to sign 10-year contracts with companies that do not work for the benefit of the people. The best part about the meeting or the group that I went to last night, Nevada Patriots, three people were at that meeting who have decided to run for office. I looked at people and I said, are you going to run for office? Are you going to run for office? There were a lot of heads shaking no. One of the ladies who's decided to run for the city council, she doesn't know how to do it. And I said, good. Then you're perfect. Because it's not for the people who have been encouraged to run with campaign donations. It's not for the people with the big dollars to say, hey, if I help support you and get you elected with my connections, will you run? Will you be the voice? It's not for those people. It's not for the people who just move into town from someplace. Or for the people who move to a different location just to run for something because they know over here I can be elected. It is for the businessmen and women. It is for the housewives, the house husbands. It is for those people of their community to run for office, to protect the quality of life and the community that we want, that we encourage here in Northern Nevada. Woman's scared. I would be too. Because you know what? As soon as you say you're going to run for office, you are going to have more crap come down on you than you ever thought possible. You're going to be called names. Your past is going to be dug into. And that's just by some of the media. Your social media is going to be looked into by the other side because that's what they do. They work with intimidation. If you believe in what you're doing, do not let them intimidate you. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Talking about last night's little get-together for the Nevada Patriots, it's Gino. Hi, Gino. Thanks for calling in.
I'm glad you shared what you experienced last night, and I understand why people would shake their heads no, because more than ever, you got to count the cost, and there is a cost. And, you know, our founding fathers never envisioned that people would be career politicians. They would go, they would serve their community for a while, maybe serve their locality, their state, or their nation, but then they would go home and do what they do. They would be citizens. And now we have people, look at everybody who's running for president. They're all career politicians. Bernie, I saw on YouTube the other day, Bernie was a young guy in 1980 on talking to Phil Donahue. And he had just been elected socialist mayor of Burlington. And yet here he is all these years later, and little by little, and here's the other thing, Nobody in 1980 would have thought a socialist would be elected mayor. And yet to think that 40 years later, we're thinking about putting that same guy in the White House, it's craziness. And that's what happens. Little by little, you wear people down. And patriots, we've got to stand up and we got to count the cost and we got to get into it. We can't let them intimidate us. A guy like Donald Trump, who has billions of dollars and has lived in New York and has been, you know, in the media, he didn't care. Sure, he wants to be liked. He's got a thin skin. He wants people to like him, but he didn't care. And that's what made him so different and so refreshing. But most of us, we don't have that access. We can have our livelihood destroyed. And yet that's why we really have to count the cost. And I would encourage everybody, please get involved in these things like Nevada Patriots and the Northern California groups, Northern Nevada groups. I was just talking to somebody, the whole Jefferson State movement in Northern California. They're up against a big hill on that, but they're trying the same thing. We have a representative government that no longer represents the people, and we have got to kind of mobilize, and we need to count the cost. It is a difficult thing, and I really appreciate turning on the radio and hearing you share all those things. We need to be involved, and that means we go to our local meetings, and we even go to a school board meeting. And say something at a school board meeting, but people don't want to. And the powers that be in every group try to make it difficult. They need to know about you, where you're from. But it cost our founding fathers everything. There were two groups once upon a time, not Republicans and Democrats. You were called patriots or you were a Tory. You were a loyalist to the king. And I think it's the same thing. You are a patriot today, or you're just going to live with the same old, same old. Doesn't matter that they're stomping on our rights. It's 1776 again, folks. We need to pay attention.
It really is. I mean, Gino, you brought up a good point about the state of Jefferson over in California. Well, guess what? West Virginia is looking at absorbing a number of counties from Virginia. Why? Because Virginians' rights are being trampled on. And isn't it appropriate, as we talk about founding fathers, that we look at Virginia for what's going on right now? Thanks for the call, Gino. 884-9910, that is always the number for you to get in on your live and local FM talk show. Here 10 to noon every weekday. We're going to wrap up the show here coming back after this. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show wrapping up this Friday, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I really do. Whatever you want to do, be safe and keep an eye on each other. Another pedestrian hit last night. Last Friday, avalanche. You know, we had just had a fresh snow. Watch out for each other. And I want to bring up one more thing that we discussed at the Nevada Patriots get-together last night. And that is somebody who's, you know, been in groups and is part of a women's, Republican women's club and part of, you know, the, as we say sometimes, process of what's going on. And she said, well, I have to ask so-and-so if I'm going to get support or if I'm going to, you know, run, if I can run. And I told that to the group. And I said, who do you think decides who gets elected? Who gets to run in the primary? Who gets to do this? It is not somebody who is put forward by the Republican Party. It is not the anointed one, as we've seen Dean Heller and Sandoval and, you know, even Amadei. It is you who decides. And you have to stop going for just the name you recognize on the ballot. Well, he's been doing this for 10 years. Might as well let him keep going. Oh, he was a good congressman. Maybe he'll be a good senator. It doesn't work that way. And it especially doesn't work that way anymore. You have to look and listen to people and see what they will do to bring this country back. To get Republican control back into the hands of the people in the legislatures. Monday, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the recall effort and how the Democrats have changed the recall process, and they have literally taken the decision out of your hands and changed the Nevada Constitution, which they can't do, but they did, because that's what the left does. Have a great weekend. I will be thinking about you the entire time and watching and bringing as much information as I can to you on Monday. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you.